You have been busy recruiting. Like we talked about when you first took over, you had to hit the ground running and bring some new kids, and you've definitely got that done, don't you?
Yeah, we have. You know, we've been hitting that pretty hard. Like you said, the first thing I wanted to get done was returners. Talk to the returners and make sure that whoever wanted to come back was obviously felt welcome to do that. And I like the group that have told us yes and who's coming back so far. And obviously having to add new pieces in there to fill in your roster. I'm excited in the direction that we're going. I like the returners coming back, and I think that we've added some new key pieces here that should be a fun team to coach next year.
Talk about first returnees coming back. You got some guys who played some minutes last year, and you've had a chance to get to know them a little bit. Probably not a lot of face-to-face time maybe with the situation, but that'll happen here soon. But glad to have some of the returnees experienced guys back, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, that was a difficult part, not being able to literally sit down with them and talk to them a little bit with a face-to-face deal. But, you know, the approach I took at it was, you know, I was basically re-recruiting them to McCook. You know, obviously when all those guys signed to play, they didn't sign to play for me. And so I had to basically, recruit them on the vision that I have for the program moving forward, style of play and all that stuff. So it's always good to get guys that have played minutes for you to come back, you know, with Denzel Cummins, Rakeem Peterson, and Marcus Tobin, all who played, you know, pretty good minutes last year, you know, buying in to McCook as a school and the program and buying into the vision of where we all want to go as a collective group and go from there. So it's always good to have guys that played the previous year and have given good minutes for you to come back. And then I'm excited about some of the other guys too. Just get to know the returners, you know, RJ France, you know, Boris, Krem, those types of dudes on wanting to come back. And then Bo Quinlan as well. You know, I watching film on Bo, I think he could have a really special year for us.
Let's talk about the newcomers, the new faces you'll have, and recruiting, hitting the phones, and I don't probably some Zoom meetings or something like that. Talk about your newcomers that are going to be here this year.
Yeah, you know, we tried to fill in some pieces on areas we weren't very strong at. The post position, kind of have four, those fours and fives, trying to add some depth there was an area that we tried to really get to. You know, the other thing that we try to do too is get guys that are kind of what we call positionless, guys that can kind of move around, and that's what makes me excited about this roster as far as the returners coming back and the new guys. We have a lot of guys that are what I say positionless as far as they can play multiple spots. And we got some dudes that can play. I think, Martin Poznanovic from Serbia is a dude that could come in and play the five for us right away. That's going to give us some good minutes at 6'7", 6'8", so he has size in there. And then Julian Wall from Canada is a 6'7". You know, he can play anywhere from 2, 3, 4, you know. So he gives us some versatility there as well. And then just being able to add length was big for us too, and just being able to play a bunch of different ways. Like I said, I'm excited about the group that we're bringing in. You know, right now, you know, bringing in six new guys, and we've basically done that in the span of a month, which shows how hard we've hit that and shows the faith that people have in McCook Community College as a school as well, to be able to, with all the stuff going on, not being able to visit a campus and have the faith in what McCook does here as far as from an academic standpoint is big too.
I know a lot of international players coming to McCook Community College. Has it been, or do you expect, hopefully you're crossing your fingers, no issues with the COVID and maybe in their country or flying or traveling? You cross your fingers when the time comes for them to get here, that'll happen.
No doubt, you know, and that you just put a little bit of a square of panic into me right there with that question. So, but I think we'll be okay there. I haven't talked to them multiple times from where they're coming. It sounds like their situations as far as where they're at is kind of what we're dealing with here. And so, you know, they've been getting their paperwork and all that stuff in, which seems to be moving forward with all that, which is good. It seems like all the right steps and all the right boxes are being checked off. And so I haven't gotten any inclination yet that we'll have an issue. Obviously, anything can change and happen, but we're being pretty optimistic here with everything. It sounds like we should all be good to go and ready to rock and roll in August and get everyone back.
Are you done recruiting, or are you still looking for a few more?
We are not done recruiting. We do have a couple offers out there yet. that were took some guys that we're still looking at. Would like to add maybe, you know, a couple more with walk-ons as well. There's always walk-on opportunities. That's what's great about the community college level too. You can continue to give guys a chance to play as walk-ons, and still have it be financially affordable as well. So I think when it's all said and done, I think we were at 13 right now. We'd like to be around, you know, that 16 mark, somewhere around there, to give you some leeway with some walk-ons and stuff like that. So we're still recruiting right now. Like I said, we have two scholarship offers out there. Hopefully they pull the trigger and go from there.
Well, I know for you it's been a busy time, even despite all this, with making phone calls, recruiting players. You're trying to get everything moved to McCook, Nebraska, with your family, stuff like that, closing, buying a home, closing another. So it hasn't been a dull time for you at all, has it, Coach?
It really hasn't. You know, it's been good, though. It's made my days pretty busy and exciting there. You know, with everything that goes into the new job, you know, learning all the ropes and all that stuff, doing a certain training that you need to have for the other side besides the basketball duties there. But then me and my wife making the brilliant plan that we're going to try and close on both houses on the same day. I don't know why we decided to do that, but we're gonna make an effort there and try that. So making sure that everything's packed up and kind of organized so we can have everything in a U-Haul by 8 a.m. and sign the papers in Mitchell, South Dakota, and then hit the road to McCook and try and sign papers that same day. So we'll see. Well, hopefully it works out. I think it will. I guess I don't know why it wouldn't, but yeah, it's been busy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. This is great stuff going on here, and everyone's been really helpful within the college as well.
Finally, Coach, when can you get these guys together on campus? What's the date you guys are shooting for?
We're shooting for that August right now, is what I've been told. I just think that with everything going on, July might not be, you know, plausible right now. And so we're hoping towards, once school starts to get closer to that startup date, try and get everyone maybe a week early or something like that, and go from there to be able to have face-to-face meetings and get that stuff done. But from everything that I've been told, don't really have a lot of answers yet with that question. My guys have been asking the same thing, and I guess as soon as I get a go-ahead as far as the first date I can get them back, I'm going to try to get them back to be able to do some stuff.
I bet they're excited. You know, guys going to meet each other for them, play against new people in practice. It's this unit, you got to get them to, that's why you want to get them to quicker the better, to gel as a unit before that. Of course, you got to get some chemistry going before that first game comes around.
Yeah, no question, especially with a new coach, new systems, all that stuff. Everyone's kind of on the same playing field there as far as learning everything basically from scratch. And so I think the sooner we can get them all down, I mean, I know they're all excited. I keep getting asked, you know, when they can come down, when they can get down, what should they be doing, what should they be working on, and all that stuff. So I think we got a group that's pretty hungry, that wants to do some stuff. So, yeah, as soon as we can get them down to start building some chemistry and figuring out what we want to do and see guys live, again, will be great as well. So like I said, as soon as I get an okay as far as when guys start coming back, we're going to try and get them back.